Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the evening edition of the American Awakening. Here I am again, Michael Herzog, coming to you from the Valley of the Sun. Boy, am I tired, I'll tell you. You know, I told you I had a contract commitment up until the 5th of April, and I'll share with you what it is. For those of you who don't know, I am an avid lover of baseball. Used to play baseball in my younger days. I'm just a tremendous Cubs fan, and I umpire baseball from November till May. I'm contracted up till May the 5th. And it's such a blast. I just love, because I can control things, folks. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I just love the game. I love watching these kids play. And it's just a thrill. I'm a little bit tired tonight. Just got home a little while ago. Not as bad as it was last night. So sometimes it just kind of wears me out, though. I'm not as young as I used to be. But before I get started, let me say here, if you want to chat, the chat room right now for the American Awakening is americanawakening.chatango.com. If you guys want to go in there and talk bad about me, feel free to do so. I'm not going to go in and read what you have to say because I have a lot of other stuff to do here. So go ahead, talk good, talk bad, talk to each other, you know, and throw some stuff about maybe some of the content that I'm going to get into tonight. And, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm trying not to talk a heck of a lot about Donald Trump, because some of the great hosts on this network, and I've listened to Michael Rivera, I listened to him for an hour and a half today. I just listened to James Kelso's show. I listened to a little bit of Bill Deagle today. And, you know, everybody's talking about Trump and what he's doing and blah, blah, blah. And yes, I'm going to have to put my 2 cents worth in, but I'm going to try to get away from that. But before I go any further, I want to make an announcement to you. I had a very pleasant and semi-long conversation this morning with the right-hand lady of the late, great Jack McLam. Her name is Carol Asher. And we talked a little bit about Tom LaCavera. And I'm going to put this out to you guys, the listeners, because I replaced Tom, or actually I replaced this fellow Eric, to see what your views are on having me put Eric on the air periodically with updates on Tom LaCavera. Now, I'd like for you to call in, and you can either talk to me or you can just call Mike, the board op, and just say, you know what, I think that's a good idea, or no, I don't want it, or whatever. I've got Eric's contact information. I got it today, and I'm going to try to contact Eric in the morning and see if he wants to continually provide the RBN listeners with ongoing updates regarding Tom LaCavera. So do me a favor, call in. I'll either bring you up on the show, or you can just call in and just say yay or nay with Mike, and we'll just kind of do a tally and see how much support there is or how much you want to know about Tom. Because actually, after talking to Carol for, oh gosh, it had to be 30 to 40 minutes today, I'm really getting more and more curious about this situation and what's going on, and if any way I can lend a hand, you know, I'm not averse to doing that. So, that being said, let's move on. So I have to ask you a question, folks. Is it just me, or have you also noticed that most of the news regarding Trump's alleged collusion with Russia, Maxine Waters' delusional rants, congressional and Senate investigations regarding Trump, you know, the surveillance investigations, the wiretapping investigations. How about Susan Rice testifying? They're all fading in the headlines. And how about when Congress interviewed James Comey, and James Comey, being a lawyer, was doing a play on words when he came out and said something along the lines of, and I can't quote verbatim, but it was something along the lines of, no, we can conclude that there is no evidence that Trump Towers was wiretapped. Well, that's true. Pick up your cell phone and look at it and see if there's a wire coming out of it. There isn't, because wiretapping is a thing of the past. What we're talking about here, folks, isn't wiretapping. It's surveillance. Anyway, all that stuff is from what I understand, fading from the headlines. Or even, you know, the immigration vetting and the stumbling blocks thrown in Trump's way by, the two judges. One, I think, was in Las Vegas or Utah. I can't remember which one. And one, the other one, was in Hawaii, of whom went to college with our buddy Barack Obama, you know, the one blocking the revised executive order signed by Donald Trump, the one that coincidentally, which you may or may not know, had dinner with Barack Obama the night before he signed the block. Did you know that? Are you aware of that? I found that out from none other than former Arizona State Governor Jan Brewer. Now, that being said, talk about a couple other people that are involved that are in Arizona. Going back to the investigation of Joe Arpaio, well, they're doing that right now. He's going to court. He's being tried for profiling, and he may spend 6 months in jail. But aside from that, he was ousted out of office with massive contributions by George Soros. But anyway, as the investigation was ongoing, he had a detective out of, I believe, New York by the name of Mike Zullo. Mike Zullo was investigating the birth certificate on his own time. I believe he is a retired detective. But they had uncovered a whole bunch of fraud in that birth certificate. In that ongoing investigation, they ran across this guy by the name of Dennis Montgomery. Now, for those of you who do not know, Dennis Montgomery was a whistleblower similar to Snowden. And Dennis Montgomery walked out of the CIA. I believe it's the CIA. It's either the CIA or the NSA, so don't quote me, with 42 or 47 computers and 600 million pages of documents, which basically opened the door and blew the whistle on this so-called surveillance, where not only were they surveilling Trump, they're surveilling you and me and everybody. And do you remember when Kellyanne Conway came out and was laughed at on mainstream TV when she said, your computer's spying on you, your TV's spying on you, your microwave's spying on you? Well, all that stuff and all those documents, Dennis Montgomery had. And at the time, as naive as Joe Arpaio and Mike Zullo were, they took it to guess where. Well, where would you take it? You'd take it to the FBI, because those people are concrete and very ethical and integral, aren't they? Not. James Comey buried that investigation 2 years ago, and Mike Zullo and Joe Arpaio were scratching their heads saying, well, if you can't take this to the FBI, where can you take it? Where do you go with it? There's no place else to go. So that information, based on surveillance of not just Trump, but everybody, is sitting in some file or computer in the FBI, buried deliberately by none other than our friend James Comey. Excuse me, I have got to cough. Got a cough button, so maybe you didn't hear that. But anyway, let's see. Okay. Thank you, Mike. So anyway, let's see, getting back to where I was here. It's been buried for 2 years. Now, and going even further, along with those judges who, you know, blocked the executive orders on the vetting of refugees, not just Muslims, but any refugees, which is really something that should be done, because all Donald Trump was doing was trying to protect the American people from more illegals coming over here and committing crimes, sometimes raping or killing people. Now, then you ask yourself, well, what about James Comey's testimony? Have you heard anything about James Comey's testimony before Congress a couple of weeks ago? Because Mike Zullo and Dennis Montgomery notified Devin Nunes during the closed-door session that Comey was to have the following week after he had the open-door session, The closed-door session, Mike Nunez knew about this and supposedly posed the question to Comey. I have never heard anything since, and my question for you is, have you? Now, the question is, how did that questioning turn out? Well, on the subject of James Comey for a moment, I'm going to throw this out here for all to know. I'm going to do a background expose on Mr. Comey in the near future, and I am going to do a show on James Comey, because I did some background investigative research on James Comey, and what I uncovered curled the hair on the back of my neck. I'm not going to get into it tonight, but I am going to do that in an upcoming program here, probably in the next week or so. Okay, so look forward to that. And by the way, speaking of that, have you heard any more about the Clinton emails or the Clinton Foundation or about Anthony Weiner and his sexting case? Have you heard anything about the collusion on, or what's been found on Anthony Weiner's computer with the sexting tapes and all of a sudden and the life insurance file he had with 600,000 pages of documents in there protecting his life from Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation? Do you hear the crickets chirping, folks? It's all now being paled by this latest sleight of hand. Yes, the magician is at it again. Look at my right hand. As it's my left hand that's fooling you, no pun intended, the left and the right, ha ha ha, I just threw that in there. But now we hear Trump come out and make an announcement today that we are not going into Syria. Well, maybe not right now, that's my opinion. Rex Tillerson landed in Russia a few hours ago, and Putin announced that he's not even going to meet with him. Tillerson will meet with Medvedev instead. Now, I ask you this, can you blame Putin? He's so sick of the U.S. dump truck loads of feces being shoveled through the media, he's not even going to give Tillerson the time of day. And beyond that, from what I understand, the two actually know each other from past association and business ventures. That is really both an insult and a serious message to Tillerson, Trump, and our BS media. Okay, have I got a caller on the line, Mike? Okay, bring him up. No, I haven't. Mike in Kentucky, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, yeah. I haven't heard any of these whistleblowers that come forward don't really emphasize just the width, the breadth and the width of this spying. I mean, they talk about metadata. They talk about content of text messages and, you know, this sort of stuff, but it involves the average nobody. I mean, grandma driving home from church, and her phone is folded up in her purse, and it's broadcast in audio out to this network, you know, of spying, and they know your entertainment choices while you're riding along in your pickup truck. I mean, your radio that you listen to.
Well, but here's the thing, Mike, and think about this for a moment, okay?
Well, I've had proof of this for 20 years. I've had proof of this, and no media would cover it.
Well, I know, what I'm saying is that they pick and choose who they want to surveil. And I use that word surveil because they keep throwing it out there in the mainstream media. When you were hearing about this, the wiretapping, and they were doing that deliberately because wiretapping is a thing of the past. They play with the words.
Yes, they do play with the words collection and surveillance.
Right, wiretapping.
It's all a word game.
Right.
They're automatically being done by computers. I mean, that's the thing people don't realize. It's not some nerds sitting there with headphones on listening to people. It's being done by your voice print, your device fingerprint.
There's trigger words.
Huh?
There's certain words that they have triggers, okay, that'll come up.
Well, no, that's old school stuff. That goes back 30 years they was using the trigger words. Now, after they collect all this, they can analyze it and sift for content like you're talking about if at some point you become a person of interest. But everything's already automatically being pigeonholed, collated, and categorized
and stored for future reference against
associates. All this, they build these profiles out automatically like you do voluntarily on Facebook. They're already graphing all this out on everybody, and I'm telling you, it's been going on since the late 1990s. Now, initially, it was random. I think they randomly sampled people's devices when they were off. But now they've built the bandwidth out to where they can do it all the time. And they have the capacity just at Bluffdale for 100 years of everything, including when the devices are thought to be off. Okay, that's what people can't wrap their head around this. But it's Moore's Law. The computing capacity doubles every so many months, and it's just continuing to double and double and double, and to the point to where they're trying to play around with other technology like DNA and quantum computing and stuff like that. But just at Bluffdale, imagine trying to wrap your head around this, just at Bluffdale, we're not allowed to know how much water is going in there to cool these server farms. And the capacity has been online for, just at Bluffdale, I think, for probably 6-7 years. That facility alone, 100 years of everybody. And that includes when the devices are off. Now, I had proof of this 20 years ago that they were doing this stuff. And even when it affected people that were in the media, the reporters are like, we can't help you with this story. Now, the larger question becomes, how do they control that many people? How do they control?
That's a good question. You know, I want to point out, though, in the metadata and in the computers that this Dennis Montgomery had, and this was brought out by Mike Zullo in an interview with Alex Jones, is that there was an article that came out shortly thereafter that the death of Michael Hastings, you know, when he crashed his Mercedes-Benz into a light pole at 100 miles an hour, in this information it came out that the CIA does have the ability with these tools that they have to control your car.
If it's a newer car, yes.
Right,
so
right.
Anything that's got JavaScript and a way into the computer system where they can mess with the throttle position sensor and some of the other parameters, yes. But most older cars, probably, you know, older than about 2005 are probably... Okay.
Right, well, I think his car was about a 2012 or 11, something like that. But it was
exotic.
It was a $100,000 Mercedes, so I'm sure it had it in it. But anyway, listen, I'm going to be coming up on a break here. I'm going to let you
go, man.
But before I let you go, Mike, would you want me to have Eric up to give us periodic updates on La Calavera's situation?
It would be nice, at least maybe once a week or something, just to see if there's anything that.
Right, that's what I was thinking, and I talked to John about this today, about a segment, maybe two segments a week, something like that. Yeah, okay.
That sounds
all right.
Appropriate. Thanks.
Okay, I'll let you go. Thanks for the call, Mike. I don't hear the music yet, but I know we're going to a break shortly. Okay, so getting back to this, Tillerson was basically involved at Putin sometime or another in the past several years with, I don't know whether it was business ventures or some kind of technical government stuff that had to do with Tillerson's business. But for Putin to not even want to meet with him or not say he's not going to meet with him, that's really both an insult and a serious message to Tillerson, Trump, and our BS media, because he flew all the way over there and, you know, basically, Putin has shunned him. That said, now, also, Mad Dog Mattis comes out and says, we know for sure it was Assad. Of course, there's no evidence, all from unnamed or anonymous sources. And another question I have for you is, do you think that two generals like Mad Dog Mattis and War Hawk McMasters would like to do A, sit around and twiddle their thumbs, or B, command multiple attack brigades for the globalist conquest? I'll leave you with that thought. Because as I said, Trump just said we're not going into Syria. And my position is, and I'm a critic of Trump, I like him and I like a lot of the domestic things that he's done. But the jury's out on him, okay, because I said this on last night's show. He's got himself sucked into a swamp. Hopefully he figures it out. We'll continue after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, much more to come. Stick around. And I'll be happy to talk to you if you call in. Be right back. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And no, I won't back down. And sometimes, you know, I'm curious by nature. Sometimes that gets me in trouble. And when I took my last sabbatical from the airwaves, I have to tell you, I sat on the fence. You know, you can't unlearn what you've already learned. And thanks to John Stadtmiller and Michael Rivero and Alex Jones, I'll throw him into the mix, plus a number of other great talk show hosts. I remember Tom Campbell, Alan Watt, you know, a number of these people that, you know, they pack you with information. And my brain is like a sponge. I can't get rid of it. Sometimes I have sleepless nights and I'm looking at, you know, purchasing something from Deagle to let me sleep better. You know, as a matter of fact, I wanted to talk a little bit to Don Wiskin about Cardivite. I had a buddy come over the other night telling me that he was trying to get off his blood pressure medication because it was giving him all kinds of side effects. And I thought of Don Wiskin. So I've got a note here to give him a call if he'll still talk to me. It's been a long time. But at any rate, a lot of good products, a lot of good people, a lot of great information. And, you know, yes, I sat on the fence, but ultimately I made the decision that while I was an umpire in a ball game, I made the decision. I said, you know, I love doing this, but it's really not my passion. Because, yes, as a radio talk show host, just like all these other great guys out there that are putting forth the information, folks, it's also up to you to go out and disseminate this information to your folks and friends, because I'm kind of preaching to the choir. But if you can't, if you're not dictatorial enough or you don't feel comfortable enough, just bring them to RBN and we'll do that for you. But I believe we're close to reaching the tipping point if we haven't already. Look what's happening here. Just like I mentioned a few minutes ago, Mad Dog Mattis and McMaster's, they're not going to stop. This has been going on with this chemical weapons thing for the last 4 years. It's been going on since 2013. That's what, 4 years now. They're doing everything they can do to foment an excuse to go in there and oust Assad. And it's not working anymore because the mainstream public as well, they may not be as awake as you and I are, okay, but they know there's something wrong. And that's why there was this great backlash here a few years ago worldwide about not going into Syria. So they're looking for any excuse they can look for to go in. And we are the people that have to stop them. All right, so I'm off on that rant. Now, As my computer booted up this morning, and I think I mentioned to you yesterday, you know, right after Trump was elected, I would see nothing but scathing articles by the hundreds every day, day in, day out, all the way through the inauguration, all the way up to just last week. And all of a sudden, this morning, no, I got up by what time? About 8 o'clock this morning, 7:30, something like that. I got up this morning. And when I turn on my computer, the first thing that pops up is just this page. And I don't know that it's Yahoo. It's just political and sports and just all this news. There was only one headline I saw this morning when I opened it up in political news. And that was that Trump settled a lawsuit against a celebrity chef or against the celebrity chef. That was it. Okay? That was it. That's all I saw. Now, as I'm sure you know, all of us people who are broadcasting, we have to go in and disseminate information, read a number of articles, and figure out what we're going to put up on the program and what we're not going to put up on the program. So when I started looking further, the first joke that I uncovered, we have to look at what Google is putting in – or who Google is putting in charge – of fact-checking in the news. Now, before I do that, I'm going to ask Mike, because I don't see it on my screen, do I have any callers on the line, Mike? Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. So here's the first joke that when I started doing my research, is what popped up. Google announced Friday that it's adding a special feature to its news service, and it's called fact-check. Searchers will now know who checked the validity of a news story and the conclusion that they arrived at. The fact check tag identifies articles that include information fact checked by news publishers and fact checking organization. And each fact check snippet will display information on the claim, who made the claim, and the fact check on that particular claim. The rating system will rank stories from true to false. They're probably going to have a little meter there, folks. But it will also denote stories it finds partly true and partly false. And the searchers will also have the option via a hyperlink in the snippet to review the fact checker's content on the same subject. Now, this, of course, begs the question, who are the fact checkers? I hear the music, so I'm going to hold you fat. When I get back, I'm going to tell you who the fact checkers are because this is the big joke. Be back at 3, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Live from the Valley of the Sun. Yippee, this is going to be fun.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Let's see, where was I? Oh, yes. I'm talking about fact checkers and Google putting these fact checkers in. So, again, this begs the question, who are the fact checkers? Well, I'm going to give you the answer now. They say that anyone, you, I, anybody can volunteer to be one, says Google, but they caution you that only publishers that are algorithmically determined to be an authoritative source on information will qualify for inclusion. Well, what that really means is you got to be on the extreme left or they're not even going to look at you. That's covert speak for you got to be a left-wing radical, okay? So currently, the growing list of 115 organizations includes the likes of, are you ready for this? Give me a drum roll, CNN, The Washington Post, NBC, CBS, and The New York Times, just to name a few. And before I go any further, I want to say I pulled this article out of my buddy Doug Owens' website, blacklistednews.com. But I read this, and it's almost like watching a mainstream news TV broadcast because, as most of you know, I don't watch TV. I should watch. I can't watch it because I have to laugh. Everything that comes out of their mouth is a joke. It's a lie. It's a spin. It's whatever. And this Google is telling us that algorithmically speaking, these people are the only people that are qualified to tell us what's new and what's fake. So, not only will the corporate media be able to deem which content is acceptable and which isn't, it'll also be able, again, the link will be right there in the snippet, to guide the readers towards their own view of the matter. No, they're guiding the readers into telling their readers what to think, not guiding their readers into critically assimilating or critically determining what they want to think. So fact check is a rating system for the corporate media and by the media corporations. And by the way, incidentally, folks, there's already a mechanism in place for calling out that BS. It's called independent media. Don't you just love it? I mean, I read that and I just had to crack up. But, you know, shifting gears, I'm going to step back into the swamp for a moment. And we've got the expert officials, you know, going back and talking about, you know, the chemical weapons and Bashar al-Assad, we've got these experts that demand not to be named. Now, we have to ask ourselves the question, if this information that you have is so factual and so intelligently gathered, why do you demand not to put your name on it? Does that make any sense to you? Okay. This is the next one up. Pentagon official, no credible alternative to the Syrian regime carrying out the chemical attack. The Pentagon on Friday laid out its case for why it believes the Syrian regime conducted the April 4th chemical weapons attacks, which led to President Trump ordering the cruise missile strike against the Syrian military base. The strike was the first time the U.S. had purposely targeted the Syrian government since the 2011 civil war broke out. And the strike has major implications for the United States' involvement in the war, which President Obama sought to avoid. No, Obama didn't seek to avoid it. Obama didn't know what to do about it. Let's just call a spade here. It raises the question of what else Trump may do, particularly if the Syrian regime continues to target civilians and opposition rebels. See how mainstream that is? Particularly if Bashar al-Assad continues to target civilians, which we all know he's not doing. It has also angered Russia, Russia took their football and went home because Putin's not going to talk to Tillerson, okay? So it angered Russia, whose government Trump has said he wanted to improve relationships. So he sends Tillerson over there. Putin basically flips him the bird and goes and plays golf or whatever they do over there. Senior U.S. military officials are suggesting that Russia may have played a role in the chemical weapons attack, which, if proven, which, by the way, they don't want to prove it. They don't want to take the time to prove it. They have not ordered any investigations on it because they don't want to order any investigations on it, just like they did on Trump. How many investigations did they order on Trump? You know, it's the Russian collusion and the fact that Trump accused them of surveillance and they wanted to investigate and they found out that he wasn't wiretapped, which I already got into that. But I'm just saying they'll investigate what they want to investigate, but they don't want to investigate this because every source that they come out with proof is an unnamed source that demands not to be identified. So the senior, I mean, this is mainstream stuff. This, you see why I don't watch TV, folks? I mean, you know, I might as well go to the comedy show. You know, that's what it is. Senior U.S. military officials are suggesting that Russia may have played a role in the chemical weapons attack, which, if proven, would raise the question of what the U.S. would do in response. The potential for more war in Syria is troubling for Trump's political base, many of whom believe that the U.S. should not get entangled in foreign wars. You see how they turn around, they spin it? That's not true because McMaster's and Mattis are just frothing at the mouth. They are chomping at the bit. Their underwear is dancing. They want a war, okay? They want a war because they're puppets for the political leaders, the globalist leaders, who are doing anything they could do to get in there. So two senior U.S. military officials, speaking to reporters on the background at the Pentagon, laid out the justification for the strike against the Syrians. Korean regime, which saw two U.S. destroyers launch 59 Tomahawk missiles at a military airbase in Al-Sharat in western Syria. And how many of those missiles hit? I mean, think about this for a minute. 59 missiles were launched. It cost I don't know how many millions of dollars. From the reports that I saw, 23 missiles actually hit somewhere around the base. None of them hit the runway. And the rest of them, from what I understand, and I picked this up from a couple of other alternative sources, hit three different towns within relatively close proximity. Does that show our, quote, enemies how precise our military is? This is a joke. Folks, if we go to war, we're going to lose. These people are so they are so incompetent, it's beyond belief. Now, they said they believe the Syrian regime conducted the April 4th chemical weapons attack in Khan Shukun. Now, that's a small city in the Idlib province, because they were at risk of losing an important airfield to the Syrian opposition in the neighboring Hama province. They said, we think that this attack is linked to a battlefield desperation decision to stop the opposition from seizing those key regime elements, one official said. But they never named the official. The military officials pointed to two recent alleged chemical weapons attacks in Hama, which involved chlorine and an unidentified nerve agent on March 25th and March 30th. Now, this escalated on April 4th, the use of chemical weapons material, the, quote, officials said. Officials also said they tracked a Syrian regime aircraft, likely an Su-22, flying from the Sharat airbase to Khan Shukun on the day and time of the attack, showing reporters a graphic of the tracked flight, which I don't know how they could do that because they don't have any radar over there. They, you know, might have some offshore or whatever, but I don't know how they could track on radar what kind of an airplane it is. That is, from the radar that I've seen, and I've been up in control towers, that is likely next to impossible to do. Okay, so that's that. Anyway,
23 out of the 59 missiles hit the base. So where did the other, 36 go? Evidently three surrounding towns somewhere in there. Boy, that shows us our adversaries, our precision in doing so, does it not?
Oh, my God. You know, folks, we are in deep trouble. Seriously, we are in deep trouble. We should just really take our football and go home and let Madison McMaster's, twiddle her thumbs, go out and play golf, resign, retire, do something. Because I'm telling you, we are undermanned militarily. Obviously, our weaponry does not work anywhere near what, you know, they would suggest that it does. And they're claiming this, you know, precise strike on this base. But the proof shows otherwise. And then going on here, and I'm I'm going to share one other one with you. We got the other guy demanding anonymity because he knows it's a lie. It's, again, pointing it at Russia. Okay, so I'll share that one with you real quick. Let's see. Let me pull it up here. Red alert. Anonymous. Here we go again. Anonymous official says Russia knew of the Syrian chemical attack in advance. But again, I have to remind you, a senior U.S. official who, quote, demanded anonymity, told the AP on Monday that the United States has concluded that Russia knew in advance of Syria's chemical weapons attack last week. That's from A&P. The official says a Russian-operated drone – there we go again with that drone. A Russian-operated drone flew over a hospital in Syria as victims of the attack were rushing to get treatment. You know those victims, folks, that, yes, they were suffering. Yes, I have empathy for them. But if somebody is hit with sarin gas, you don't touch them or you're dead. Okay? This wasn't sarin gas. This was chlorine gas. And it looks more and more like, and I agree with Michael Rivero, it looks more and more like it was released due to a bombing, probably of a Syrian jet that hit a storage facility of the rebels that the gas was sitting in. That's what the evidence is more pointing to. But until Monday, U.S. officials had said they weren't sure if the drone was operated by Russia or Syria. And the senior official said, again anonymously, that it still wasn't clear who was flying the jet that bombed the hospital. Now, the official said the presence of the drone couldn't have been a coincidence and that Russia must have known the chemical weapons attack was coming and that victims were seeking treatment. This is obviously a frame-up job. And nonetheless, Tillerson, McMaster, and Haley all said over the weekend how terrible it would be to learn Russia knew of these attacks. And then the Sunday Times was apparently tipped off to this back on Sunday, which would indicate they all already knew this frame-up was coming. The New York Post reported that Trump's top diplomat will accuse Russia of complicity in Syria's war crimes during a face-to-face meeting in Moscow this week with Vladimir Putin's foreign minister. It was reported on Sunday. And then Rex Tillerson will demand, he's going to go over there and demand from Medvedev that Russia yank its support from Bashar al-Assad's bloody dictatorship over Syria. Now, two points I want to bring up with that. Number one, why do they keep referring to Bashar al-Assad as a dictator when he was democratically elected and has an 83% approval rating over there? This is more propaganda put out by a state-run media. But also, let's see, it says that Russia yank its support from Bashar al-Assad. Now, do you honestly think that's going to happen? I do. You know, and this is why I say Trump is being played, because Trump is a businessman, bless his heart. I know he's got a heart. He's a good man. But he has just walked into a hornet's nest in the middle of a swamp with, I believe it was Mike or one of the listeners called in and said there's anacondas in there. There's alligators in there. There's the piranha fish in that swamp. There's everything you can imagine in that swamp. And Trump didn't know what he was getting into. Well, now he's in the middle of it. Now he's kind of playing it along, finding out as he goes along what kind of deep trouble he's in. So Putin probably saw this report, came out, today it came out, and he's refusing to meet with Tillerson during his upcoming trip to Moscow. He's refusing to meet with Tillerson because, as I said before, he is so sick. He's so sick of this bovine excrement. I'll quote Michael Rivero, or if you want to go the dump truck loads of feces, like I say, that's coming out of the mainstream media. He's probably shaking his head and asking why they don't give these officials a psychological evaluation. That's what I'd be doing if I were him. Okay, now I'm not saying that Putin walks on water. I'm not saying that at all. But he's not a stupid man. Okay, and he has no motivation to go in there and, you know, mastermind these gas attacks. He's Bashar al-Assad's ally. And Bashar al-Assad, as I said before, and a lot of the other hosts have said, has no motivation whatsoever to go in and pull something like that and gas his own people. That is stupid. That is, and the fact, folks, that I don't know how many people out there are actually falling for this in mainstream media. I can tell you this, and I mentioned to you yesterday, when I'm driving across the valley to go to one of the ball games, it's the only station I listen to, and these two clowns were on there again today, just regurgitating this propaganda. And my only question is, who is stupid enough to believe it? And I guess the answer to that question is that the same people who don't have the time or can't critically think to investigate. That's who this establishment is relying upon to drink the Kool-Aid. And I'm just hoping against hope that there's enough of us out there that have figured out that their party is over. And, you know, taking it a step further. Now, this is where it's really going to get fun, folks. What time is it? Let's see. I got a few minutes to the break. Okay. Going back to the our wonderful neocon friends, all right? Let's see. I want to get into this because this is going to be fun. I've been looking forward to this throughout the program. And you're probably asking yourself, what, Michael? Okay. Well, I'll tell you in just a second. We can't forget this Looney Tune, John McCain, with his rant. But before I share this, let's once again take a trip down memory lane and compare the careers of our beloved Johnny and his late colleague, Senator Ted Kennedy. And I want you to ask yourself this question before I start this. How does this guy keep getting elected? Now, that being said, anytime I go on down memory lane, we're going to start it by doing this. Let's see. Is that right? Yes. Thank you. All right. Well, this article is a little slow coming up here, folks, but it's I wanted to remind people of John McCain's little incident, the hero, our hero, that I see on Arizona television. Thank you for keeping us safe, John McCain. This comes out. Actually, it's on, I believe it's on MLB.com because I'm a subscriber, but there's this ad that keeps coming up every time I watch a ball game that says, thank you for keeping us safe, John McCain. John McCain, when he was a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy, as many of you know, was a Navy pilot. They called themselves aviators. On July 29th, 1967, while on the deck and in his plane on the carrier USS Forrestal, he managed to screw up procedures officially denied and cover up by him and the Navy, and also even promoted on Wikipedia, if you care to look, and the reasons to follow. He did a smart, well, I'm not going to say it, a smart but punk attention-getting trick by doing a wet start up on his jet. Got a break coming up. I'll get into what a wet start is. I'm a pilot. I know what it is. And I'll tell you what happened when we get back. Michael Herzog coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I'll see you in a few.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Now, I'm gonna go back into this here in a minute, but I want to, while I'm sharing this with you, I want you to ask yourself the question when I get through, Do you think this is possibly why, as McCain keeps growing a little bit older and a little bit older, he gets goofier and goofier? I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. But back to this. When a pilot wants to be a wise butt or a show-off, the wet start creates a large startling flame and lots of surprise noise from the rear of the jet engine on startup. Now, this is what John McCain – it wasn't an accident. He did it deliberately. This and the large subsequent electrical surge and an apparent incorrect and against policy weapon arming by the pilot, i.e. John McCain, caused the launching of a powerful Zuni rocket across the Forrestal's carrier deck, hitting other parked planes. Now, there's a photo below that you can't see, that were packing 1,000-pound high-explosive bombs. The subsequent massive explosions, the fire and destruction, went several decks below and nearly sunk this major 82,000-ton U.S. aircraft carrier. This stunt and the aftermath caused the death of 134 sailors and seriously injured, blowing off arms and legs, causing blindness and burns to another 161 sailors, and took the ship off the battle line for extensive repairs. Any other naval pilot causing this type of death and destruction, the Navy would have raped him and he would probably still be in the brig. But why not McCain? Well, first, with many powerful connections, this little infraction was covered up by the Navy, our most politically involved connected service, by the way. You see, his grandfather was a famous four-star Navy admiral, and his dad was, at the time of the incident, a powerful Navy four-star admiral, and McCain graduated from the Navy Academy. So the old boy Navy tradition, cover his hiney network, went into high gear immediately. And make no mistake, it does exist, and it did for him. Now, going back to what I was talking about before, John McCain has been in office for I don't know how many years. I don't know. I've been in Arizona for almost 19 years now, and I don't recall ever speaking with anyone when the subject of John McCain came up that had ever voted for this man. Yet he still continues to be elected. Now, I have to ask you, how does that happen? Do you have any idea? Well, the idea of the possibility of voter fraud comes up, but there's another late colleague of his that had an incident similar to that way back, well, maybe, I don't know, it was maybe close to the same time. I don't know. But the only thing I do know, one post haste, one Ted Kennedy and John McCain, who's still alive, Ted Kennedy enjoyed a longstanding career as the, I think he was a senator of Massachusetts, wasn't he, if I remember correctly. But what happens is this, and I think I mentioned this on my show yesterday, and if I didn't, I may have mentioned it on John's show. If somebody is looking to be appointed into a position in office, there is a music. Top of the hour coming up. I'll get back with this after the top of the hour break, folks. See you in, well, I think it's 2 minutes. Right back.
There's nothing left for me. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.